not so good, Dana. I'm really worried about Frank. You know, Saturday's his 40th birthday.
What are you worried about? That'll make those funny little party hats in his size?
Dana, I'm serious. I'm just afraid that turning 40 could send Frank into a midlife crisis. That's why I'm reading this book.
Your man at 40, when his inner child needs changing. Mom, you promised to lay off the pop psychology.
I know, but just listen. It says here that when a man turns 40, he's beset by self-doubt and the realization of his own mortality.
Mom, this is Frank we're talking about. I think he'll be more upset about the party hats.
Dana, I'm concerned. According to this book, men often attempt to recapture their youth by acting out their adolescent fantasies, like having an affair with a younger woman or buying a flashy sports car.
Mom, I think you're overreacting. It just doesn't sound like Frank.
Oh, hi, honey. I just came from the auto show. Check out that Ferrari.
You're buying a new sports car, aren't you?
No, don't be silly, honey. I can't afford a sports car.
Can't afford to have an affair either.
Is that a psychology book you're reading?
Well, Frank, get ready for another session of Ask Dr. Carol.
Look, Frank, I know you frown on psychology.
Yeah, honey, I don't frown on psychology. I just think it's a lot of crap.
But you're turning 40. That can be very traumatic.
Carol, I'm fine with turning 40. Life is great. I'm a lucky guy.
Oh, don't you see what you're doing? You're in denial.
No, I'm not.
Oh, it's worse than I thought. You're in denial about your denial.
You're right, Carol. I can't face turning 40. The very thought of it has me emotionally paralyzed. What's for dinner?
Frank, you know, when a man turns 40, he often looks back over his life and feels frustrated about the things that he hasn't accomplished in his life. Now, looking back, what things haven't you accomplished?
There is one thing, but it's too late now.
No, it's never too late. What dreams haven't you fulfilled?
Well, honey, I always wanted to meet the Three Stooges. Not Curly Joe, the original three, Larry, Moe, and Curly. And Shep would have been okay, but they're all dead now. Did you know that Curly and Moe were brothers?
Frank. I'm talking about some kind of challenge, like skydiving or mountain climbing. I mean, certainly there must be some exciting thing you regret not doing.
When I was 18, I wanted to get a pilot's license. But that phase passed.
No. The experts say you've got to get these things out of your system. So, this is great. For your birthday, I am going to get you flying lessons.
If it makes you happy. I just wanted a party with some funny hats, though.
Uncle Frank gone?
Yeah, why?
Okay, JT, we can go to the bathroom now.
I hate to ask this, but since when is that a two-man job?
For your information, Danny, we got my dad a new shower head for his birthday. You know the one with the water massage he wanted?
Yeah, we're gonna install it in the bathroom. Pretty far out, huh?
No. No way am I letting you goons mess around in the bathroom.
Hey, Dana, don't call us goons. Show a little respect.
Okay. No way am I letting you cretins mess around in the bathroom.
There now, was that so hard?
Look, the shower had to be installed by somebody more qualified, like a plumber or a handyman or a baboon.
A baboon. Good idea. We'll call you if we need your help.
That's pretty tight. I think this calls for the art of chi energy.
Chi energy? Never heard of it.
That's because it's an ancient art. Passed down throughout the centuries from master to master.
Cool. How'd you find out about it?
Oh, I read about it on the back of a Ninja Turtle comic book. Yeah! Yeah. 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 Dude, think I used a little bit too much chi.
Yeah, that's Dana's room. Hey, Dana.
Oh, man, this is great. Carol, watch me hang a left.
Steady. That's it. Just keep your wings level with the horizon.
Honey, I'm so glad you talked me into taking this lesson. Aren't you glad I talked you into coming along?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of like flying in big planes where they have pillows and movies and bags you can throw up in.
Coffee?
No, thanks. No. You really think you ought to be drinking that stuff, Mel? You know, you seem kind of jittery.
Well, tell the truth. I didn't get any sleep last night. And my wife and I were up talking. We've sort of been having problems.
So, you're exhausted and you're in emotional turmoil. Kind of wish you'd mention that when we're on the ground, Mel.
Oh, hey, I'm fine. Besides, caffeine's good for my migraine. Sometimes it gets so bad I can hardly see.
It's the Pillsbury Dough Girls. And what are we baking today?
It so happens we're making your dad a birthday cake.
No, you're not. I'm making my dad's cake. I've been doing it since I was a kid.
Well, our mom told us to make the cake, so buzz off.
Coconut? My dad hates coconut.
Well, when my mom made your dad a coconut cake, he told her he liked it.
He also told her he liked you. I'm putting some chocolate chips in this thing.
Ow! Hi, girls. How are we doing on the birthday cake?
We were doing fine until the bad seed showed up.
How'd you like a spatula up your nose?
What do you think? We want to make Frank a coconut cake, and Al says it's got to be chocolate.
Girls. Coconut chocolate. It doesn't matter. This cake needs only one ingredient. Love.
Oh, Mom, what a beautiful thing to say.
Don't be sappy. I only said it because I didn't want to get in the middle of their dumb fight.
But we should get in the middle of this. That's what's wrong with America today. Not enough people get involved.
Why don't you find someplace else to live?
Hey, I'm making this cake. He's my dad.
Oh, yeah, like that's something to be proud of.
Oh, right.
Come on, girls. Now, let's work our differences out. Girls, let's try to bake it.
The next time I want to get involved, slap me. I'll look forward to that.
Bogies at 8 o'clock. I'm going in. Just let me fly for a while.
You seem kind of jumpy. Are you sure you're okay?
Well, I've been under a little stress lately, but at least my wife and I finally worked out our problems. And we decided that we cared too much for each other to break up, and we're going to stick it out.
Attaboy, Mel.
Well, Greta's a real sweet girl. She even made me lunch today. Oh, look at this. Oh, she put a little love note in with my sandwich.
Oh. That's our major privacy, Mel, but how about I read the note and you look out for mountains, okay?
Okay.
Dear Mel, this morning, after we made our decision to stay together, I was gripped by a sense of panic. Panic that I will suffocate if I remain in our loveless union. Mel, I cannot go on living the lie. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Love, Greta.
Let me see that.
No!
I gotta know the truth.
No, you don't gotta.
Yes, I do.
I have been having an affair with Fred Schmidt.
Ah! Fred Schmidt! Who's Fred Schmidt? My boss. The guy who owns this plane. Keep going. Read.
No.
Read.
No.
Read.
No.
Read.
a divorce?
Maybe I could change your mind.
You cannot change my mind. In fact, the mere thought of your lips touching mine makes my skin crawl. Well, gotta run. Good luck, Greta.
Mel, have you seen those new Cessnas?
I hear those babies really hum.
Mel.
Mel? I'll say something.
This is Frank Lampert. We have an emergency up here. The instructor giving me my flying lessons decided to crash the plane, so my wife and I took over.
Uh-oh. Mel finally found out about his wife and, what's his name?
Fred.
Fred too? Look, don't worry. We'll get you down for their safe and sound. Now, I need an altimeter reading.
Oh, altimeter. Could you give me one more clue there?
It's the second gauge from the right. Don't you remember anything from your lesson?
Well, excuse me. I didn't know there'd be a test.
Yo, Bill and Ted. How goes your excellent bathroom adventure?
Sorry to disappoint you, Morticia. But we did a real good job of putting in Dad's new shower head.
Well, everything looks normal. Cody, is it possible you did something right?
Hey, well, let's check it out. You can see for yourself, huh? Well, looks like I got a screw loose.
Yeah, and what's wrong with the shower? Cody, you are a menace to society.
I love it when she calls me those pet names.
Boy, is Dad gonna be surprised when he turns on his new shower.
Jim, we can hear everything you say up here.
Well, that's good, because the key to saving your lives is radio contact. Now, what I'm about to say is absolutely crucial. You...
Hello?
Hello?
Few months.
I know. I'm glad we met.
I love you, Frank.
I love you, Carol.
I love you, Greta.
No, 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 wake up.
Oh, this migraine is the worst. It's like somebody hit me in the back of the head.
Mel, no, the radio's out. How do we get it back on?
Oh, you can't. No, it's on the Fritz. Yeah, Fred was supposed to fix it, but I guess he's been a little too busy lately.
Mel, you gotta land this plane.
Why should I? I have nothing to live for.
Oh, come on, Mel, I know how you feel. I got a letter just like you, only a lot colder.
Well, not from me.
No, not from her. From my first wife. My first wife left me, left the kids, ran off to Vegas to become a lounge singer.
Don't tell me you weren't crushed.
Well, of course I was at first. But then after a couple of years, I met Carol. And, Mel, she changed my life. Now I have a wonderful wife, a fantastic new family, and I'm incredibly happy. Wow.
And, Mel, what happened to Frank could happen to you.
Sure.
We all get second chances in life, Mel. And believe me, there's somebody out there who's right for you.
Yeah.
Righter than Greta ever was. And you'll find her.
Oh, boy, you're great. You wouldn't happen to have a sister, would you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Does she look anything like you?
Well, as a matter of fact, they could be twins.
Hang on. We're going to land this baby.
Okay.
We don't need no stinking radio. But we do need gas.
Champagne flight?
Oh, we're just so happy to be home. We thought we'd never see you again. The pilot was unconscious. We ran out of gas. We thought we were gonna die.
But you didn't. You're alive!
Come on, Daddy. Let's have some birthday cake.
Yeah, I want to make a wish. Good luck.
It's in the kitchen.
Okay, come on. Okay, now listen up. I've got something to say. Today, Carol and I saved a man's life and our own lives by telling him how happy our family is.
Hey, we understand. Your lives were at stake, so you lied.
I would have done the same thing.
No, wait a minute. Listen, I learned something very important today. When you're facing death, you realize that every moment you spend with your family is precious.
Yeah, I learned something, too. If your husband isn't having a midlife crisis, don't try to give him one.
There you go, Frank.
Make a wish, honey.
I wish I could spend every birthday for the rest of my life with the people in this room.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, Frank, now blow out the candles.
Now, before I blow them out, I want to tell you all how much you mean to me. You know, when I was a kid, I always dreamed of having a big family, but no matter how much I looked forward to it, I never realized how wonderful it could actually be. You're all so special to me.
Somebody got me that shower head I wanted. You guys are great.